Two Pottawatomie County men were arrested Saturday following an investigation into a residential burglary, theft of vehicles, and other items. According to the Council Bluffs Police Department, 18-year-old Zachary Sorensen and Austin Mark Downing, both of Council Bluffs, were arrested and charged with burglary second degree, theft first degree, and conspiracy charges. Downing was also arrested on a valid theft in the second degree warrant out of Council Bluffs. Authorities say officers were dispatched around 8:30 a.m. Saturday to a home located in the 3100 block of Traders Point in Council Bluffs. With regard to the incident the men were allegedly involved in, the homeowner, 38-year-old Michael Hotwalker, informed officers that sometime overnight, a person or persons entered the home by way of forced entry to a window and removed several digital items and other property as the family was asleep. The culprits then entered the garage and placed several dirt bike motorcycles into the bed of the Hotwalker's Ford F-150 truck and drove away. Officers were informed by a neighborhood watch member that the incident may have been recorded on a surveillance camera. A citizen reviewed the recording and observed the truck leaving the residence at approximately 6:15 a.m. At around 10:15 a.m., officers were dispatched to the area of South 29th Street and 7th Avenue in Council Bluffs on a report of an abandoned truck in the roadway. They confirmed the vehicle was the same truck stolen from Hotwalker's on that morning. Additional investigation led detectives to a house in the 2900 block of 3rd Avenue in Council Bluffs, where one of those stolen motorcycles was seen in the rear yard. A search warrant was served upon the property, and most of the stolen property and vehicles were recovered and returned to the rightful owners. The suspects were taken into custody there, and that case remains under investigation. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office responded to a complaint of a minor beer party in Montgomery County on Sunday. At approximately midnight Sunday, deputies checked out the complaint location at 1418 220th Street. Eight juveniles and three other individuals over 18 were charged with minor in possession of alcohol. Officers charged and released on citation 20-year-old Haley Leah May Woods of Afton, 18-year-old Mercedes Marie Nissen of Henderson, and 18-year-old Riker Edward Connell of Red Oak. The eight juveniles that were taken into custody were taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and cited and then released to the custody of their parents. The arrests were assisted by the Red Oak Police Department. The Red Oak Police Department also reports the arrest of a Red Oak man for trespassing on Sunday. At 7:45 a.m., officers arrested 24-year-old Cody Dean Johnson of Red Oak at 1804 East Summit Street, Unit Number 3 in Red Oak. Johnson was arrested for trespassing, a simple misdemeanor, and was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and booked in. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports a woman wanted on a warrant connected to an accident that occurred on or about September 19th turned herself into the Sheriff's Office Saturday morning. Samantha Esslinger of Panama City, Florida, was charged with OWI and driving while suspended. Esslinger was later released on a $1,500 cash bond. The Cedar Rapids School District has canceled classes for 3 days and closed its offices because of the flooding expected in Iowa's second largest city. The district said Sunday that no classes will be held through Wednesday. The flooding along the Cedar River is expected to reach its peak on Tuesday, but it may take several days for the water to recede. District officials will reevaluate the situation by Wednesday afternoon. The National Weather Service has revised its forecast for the Cedar River near Iowa's second largest city of Cedar Rapids. The river is expected to crest there on Tuesday morning at 23 feet. That level will cause significant flooding in Cedar Rapids, but it has been reduced since earlier forecasts for a crest above 25 feet. But officials are preparing for the worst flooding since 2008. The Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control Shelter is providing a safe haven for pets as flooding looms. The Des Moines Register reports that officials hope the offer of shelter will help persuade people to leave their flood-prone homes. The officials say some people might remain in their homes because they can't find places to stay that will allow pets. More than 50 pets have already been taken to the shelter for temporary refuge. The shelter also has compiled a list of hotels and other places that will accept pets. Shelter manager Diane Weber says the shelter handled more than 1,000 dogs, cats, and other stranded animals during the record 2008 flooding. That's a look at the latest in news. We'll check funeral announcements coming up. KJN News Time, 7:13.
We asked Carla, pharmacy manager at Rex Pharmacy, what's important to her as she serves her customers and what she believes her customers find important themselves.
I just like our customers, and that's important to me. I enjoy my job. I think that makes a difference when people can come in and see you actually enjoy something that you're doing rather than just coming to a job. I hope that I can be able to call each person by their name as well as knowing their family. I want them to feel like they're actually wanted in the store and that we care about them as a person, not just their business. From my own personal experience of driving a distance to get to work, I know how important it is to try and make one trip to town. Due to the economy, gas prices, we also want to make sure that if they're coming from long distances, we want to know that it's important to them to come in and try and focus on getting them in one trip so that they're here and we can take care of them.
When you want a pharmacy that puts you and what's important to you first, go to Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In your funeral announcements this morning, Richard Dick K. Anderson, age 83, of Kimbleton, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Dick Anderson will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church in Elkhorn. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Patty Stockholm, age 96, of Anita, died Wednesday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Funeral services for Patty Stockholm will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Isles Funeral Home in Des Moines is assisting with the arrangements. Ronald G. Hallett, age 80, of Audubon, died on Wednesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A celebration of life service for Ronald Hallett will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Glenn Nichols, age 71, of Wyota, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Glenn Nichols will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bruce Brown, age 84, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Bruce Brown will be held Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home Greenfield has arrangements. Leo Sextro, age 94, of Manning, died Saturday at St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. Mass of Christian burial for Leo Sextro will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Victoria Sanford Hyatt, age 61, of Manning, died Friday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Graveside services for Victoria Sanford Hyatt will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Manning Cemetery. Odie Funeral Home Manning has arrangements. Ralph Mitchell, age 83, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Ralph Mitchell are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Dolores Zeman, age 73, of Manila, died on a Saturday at the University of Iowa Hospitals in Iowa City. Mass of Christian burial for Dolores Zeman is pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. That's a look at the latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJN, brought to you this hour by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Chris Parks, KJN News.